Chapter 3. Looking at Regions. We look at maps and we see the United States, North America, and Africa as something drawn on a piece of paper. The same landforms. From space, you don't see the boundaries. Your concepts of neighborhoods expand significantly. United States astronaut Fred Gregory. Lesson 1. Focus. How does dividing large places into regions make it easier for people to understand their world? Main idea. As you read, look for different ways in which people divide the United States into regions. Vocabulary. Relative location. County. County seat. Understanding regions. The United States is a country with many differences. The country is just too big to study all at once, so people often divide it into smaller regions. As you know, a region is an area with at least one feature that sets it apart from other areas. Regions around you. Like many Americans, Kevin lives in a city. A city is one kind of region. A city and all the people who live there share a place on Earth. Kevin lives in Milford, Connecticut. If Kevin wanted to describe the location of his city, he might tell you that it is in the state of Connecticut. He might tell you that Milford lies between the cities of Bridgeport and New Haven. That would tell you Milford's relative location or its position in relation to other places on the Earth. However, it would not tell you much about the city itself. Milford is a small city, but it has different parts. Some parts have old houses built on narrow streets. Some have new houses built close together. Other houses are built in an area along the beach. In Milford's downtown area, there are stores and places to eat. Other parts of the city have office buildings and factories. Rather than describe the whole city with all its differences, Kevin might tell you just about his neighborhood. A neighborhood is another kind of region. In Kevin's neighborhood, most of the houses are built of wood. Most have a second floor. Each has a separate garage. Those features make Kevin's neighborhood different from others in Milford. To better understand Kevin's neighborhood, you can divide it into smaller regions. One street can form a region. The block on which Kevin lives could be a region too. Even his yard could be studied as a small region. It would be easy for Kevin to describe his yard or his block. However, it would be very hard for him to describe every house or every building in Milford. By making smaller regions, people can more easily learn and talk about a place. Review. Why do people divide places into regions? Geography. Milford, Connecticut. The city of Milford is on Long Island Sound, near the mouth of the Housatonic River. Milford began as a shipbuilding center in 1639. Today, businesses in the city make such things as brass goods and electric motors. Regions within cities. People can define a region by using just about any feature. It may be a region that shares a place, such as Kevin's neighborhood. It may be a region that shares a government. A city is a region that shares a government. All the people who live in a city live by the same laws. They have the same city leaders. A region that shares a government has exact boundaries. Not everyone might agree about which street marks the end of Kevin's neighborhood, but everyone knows exactly where Milford begins and ends. Its boundaries are set by law. Its city limits are clearly marked with signs. Cities can be divided into still other kinds of regions. Many cities are divided into a number of voting districts. Voters in each district elect their own leaders to the city's government. Voters who live in one district cannot vote in another district. Cities are sometimes divided into a number of school districts, too. The families who live in a school district usually send their children to that district's schools. Cities can also be divided into other kinds of districts, such as fire districts and library districts. You live in many different regions all at the same time. Review. How is a region that shares a government different from other kinds of regions? Regions within states. Regions are different sizes. Some are small, like Kevin's neighborhood. Some are large, like a state. Like a city, each state has its own government. It also has exact boundaries set by law. Nearly every state is divided into smaller parts called counties. A county is a part of a state that has its own government. Louisiana is divided into smaller regions called parishes. Alaska is divided into boroughs. The town or city that is the center of government for a county is called the county seat. The county government is another kind of local government. It takes care of the county's roads. It runs the county's courts. Many counties also have a sheriff to see that laws are obeyed. City, county, and state boundaries are important to governments, but people cross them all the time in their daily lives. People often live in one city or county, but work in another one. Some people even live in one state, but work or shop in another state. Review. Into what smaller parts are most states divided? Regions within the country. You know that the United States is made up of 50 states. Each state is a region. It has its own government, as well as its own cities, landforms, bodies of water, and resources. It can take a long time to study 50 states one at a time, so studying the states is not always the best way to study the whole country. People often group states into larger regions. That makes it easier to compare areas of the United States. In this book, the states are grouped into 5 regions. These regions are the Northeast, the Southeast, the Middle West, the Southwest, and the West. The states in each region are alike in many ways. They are all in the same part of the United States. They may have the same kind of landforms, climate, and natural resources. The people who live in those states often earn their living in the same ways. In this book, you will read about each of those 5 regions. You will meet the people who live there. You will learn how the regions are alike and how they are different. Review. Why do people sometimes group states into regions? Lesson 1, Review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. Why do people need to divide large places into regions? 2. Recall the main idea. How do people divide the United States into regions? Think critically. 3. Think more about it. Why are exact boundaries important for regions that share a government? 4. Link to you. What are some of the different kinds of regions in which you live? Show what you know. Map activity. Draw a map of your state or community. Divide that area into regions based on different features. Share your map with classmates. Explain to them why you made the regions the way you did. Map and globe skills. Use latitude and longitude. 1. Why learn this skill? If someone asked you where you lived, you might tell them the name of your town or its location relative to a nearby city. But what would you tell someone who wanted to know your town's absolute location or its exact position on the Earth's surface? Long ago, mapmakers thought of a way to answer such a question. They developed a system of imaginary lines that could be used to describe absolute location. Using that system, you can give the global address of any place on Earth. 2. Lines of latitude. On a globe or map, one set of imaginary lines runs east and west. These lines are called lines of latitude. Lines of latitude are used to tell how far north or south of the equator a place is. Because lines of latitude are always the same distance apart, they are also called parallels. Parallel lines never meet. Find the equator on map A. The equator itself is a line of latitude that divides the Earth in half. It is marked 0 degrees. The equator is the starting point for measuring latitude. Lines of latitude are measured in degrees north and south from the equator. Lines of latitude in the northern hemisphere are marked with an N. The N tells you that the line is north of the equator. The North Pole is marked 90 degrees north. The South Pole is marked 90 degrees south. The S tells you that its location is south of the equator. It is in the southern hemisphere. Place your finger on the equator. Now, move your finger toward the North Pole. Notice that your finger crosses 2 named lines of latitude. These are the Tropic of Cancer at 23.5 degrees north and the Arctic Circle at 66.5 degrees north. Place your finger on the equator again. Move your finger toward the South Pole. Once again, your finger crosses two named lines of latitude, the Tropic of Capricorn at 23.5 degrees south and the Antarctic Circle at 66.5 degrees south. Find the area between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. Places in this area get more of the sun's direct rays, so they are warm most of the time. Places north of the Arctic Circle and south of the Antarctic Circle get less of the sun's heat, so they are cold most of the time. 3. Lines of longitude. Another set of imaginary lines runs north and south on a globe or map. These lines are called lines of longitude, or meridians. Lines of longitude can be used to tell how far east or west of the prime meridian a place is. Like the equator, the prime meridian is marked 0 degrees. It is the starting point for measuring longitude. Find the prime meridian on map B. As you can see, lines of longitude are numbered east and west from the prime meridian. Lines of longitude in the eastern hemisphere are marked with an E for east. The lines in the western hemisphere are marked with a W for west. Lines of longitude meet at the north and south poles. They are farthest apart at the equator. Longitude is measured up to 180 degrees east of the prime meridian and 180 degrees west of the prime meridian. Since 180 degrees east and 180 degrees west are the same meridian, it is just labeled 180 degrees without an E or a W. Together, lines of latitude and longitude form a grid. You can see this grid on map C. 4. Understand the process. The grid formed by lines of latitude and longitude can help you locate any place on the Earth. Look at map D on page 112. It shows the United States with lines of latitude and longitude and their number labels. 1. Find the line of latitude that runs through New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans is located at 30 degrees north. What line of longitude runs through New Orleans? To tell New Orleans' absolute location, you name its latitude first and then its longitude. New Orleans is located at 30 degrees north, 90 degrees west. Map and Globe Skills continued. Sometimes the place you are looking for is not exactly where two lines cross, but lines of latitude and longitude can still help you find the place. You just have to look near where the closest lines of latitude and longitude cross. 2. Suppose you are asked to tell which city is located near 35 degrees north, 80 degrees west. First, find the line of latitude labeled 35 degrees north. Then, run your finger along that line until it crosses the line of longitude labeled 80 degrees west. What city is located near there? 3. What city is located near 40 degrees north, 90 degrees west? 4. What city is located near 35 degrees north, 85 degrees west? 5. Think and apply. Use the map below to tell what city is located near each of these latitude and longitude pairs. 45 degrees north, 100 degrees west. 40 degrees north, 120 degrees west. 40 degrees north, 105 degrees west. Give the closest latitude and longitude for each of these cities. Memphis, Tennessee. St. Joseph, Missouri. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Houston, Texas. Lesson 2. Focus. How can different regions be alike? Main idea. As you read, look for ways regions of the United States can be both alike and different. Vocabulary. Natural vegetation. Broadleaf tree. Needleleaf tree. Recreation, agriculture, industry, urban, suburb, suburban, rural. Looking at different regions. It is easier for people to understand a place if they divide it into smaller regions. There are many ways to do that. When regions are set up using one feature, they still share other features with other regions. Physical features. Look out the window. How would you describe the place where you live? Do you see mountains? Or is the land low and flat? Is the climate warm or cold? Is it wet or dry? What kinds of animals live nearby? What do the trees look like? The answers to these questions depend on where you live. The United States does not look the same in all places. Students in other parts of the country might describe a very different looking place from the one you see. Regions can be based on any feature. Often the feature is chosen because of what people want to know. If they want to know how climate affects the way people live, they might divide the United States into regions that have similar temperatures or that receive similar amounts of precipitation. Climate is just one physical feature people use to set up regions. They also use landforms to set up regions, mountain regions and plains regions, to name two kinds. Regions can be based on wildlife and natural vegetation, too. Natural vegetation is the plant life that grows naturally in an area. A forest ranger might divide the United States into regions based on the kinds of trees that grow in different places. A forest ranger would know the region of the Appalachian Mountains where broadleaf forests grow. A broadleaf tree has wide, flat leaves. In autumn, its leaves turn colors and fall to the ground. Maple, oak, walnut, cherry, and hickory are all broadleaf trees. Farther south, on the coastal plain, are large needleleaf forests. A needleleaf tree has long, sharp leaves that look like needles. Most needleleaf trees, such as pines and firs, stay green all year. Because of different landforms and resources, people in different regions enjoy different kinds of recreation. Recreation is what people do to have fun. In mountain regions, people can ski. In coastal regions, they can swim in the ocean. Unlike regions set up by law, regions based on physical features have no exact boundaries. Two regions often overlap. In places between the broadleaf and needleleaf forests, both kinds of trees grow side by side. Review. On what kinds of physical features can regions be based? What people use and make. The United States can be divided into regions based on the kinds of natural resources found in an area. The states of Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana all have large deposits of oil. Other states could also be grouped by how much oil they have. This would help people study the country's oil resources. Other regions can be formed by the way people use natural resources to earn their living. In mining regions, many people work at mining rocks, minerals, or fuels. In lumbering regions, many people earn their living cutting down trees for wood. In manufacturing regions, many people work in factories. In still other regions, many people use the land for agriculture or farming. Regions can also be based on the products that people make or grow. In the United States, most cotton is grown in the Southeast and the Southwest. Most wheat is grown in the Middle West. In other farming regions, corn or vegetables may be the main crop. Some regions are based on what product most of their factories make. Around San Jose, California, the making of computer parts is a major industry. An industry is all the businesses that make one kind of product or provide one kind of service. Review. What are some kinds of regions that are based on the way people use natural resources? Geography. Silicon Valley. The area from near San Jose, California to near Palo Alto, California is sometimes called Silicon Valley. Silicon is a material used to make computer parts. Several factories in Silicon Valley manufacture the tiny chips that allow computers to work. Where people live. Other kinds of regions are based on where people live. Most Americans live in urban or city regions. Cities are found all over the United States, along coasts, in deserts, and on plains. The people who live in cities, however, are alike in some ways. They often live in or near crowded spaces. They may live close together, sometimes in tall buildings. Many Americans live in suburbs. A suburb is a town or small city built near a larger city. People in suburban regions often live in suburbs but work in a larger city. A suburban region is made up of all the suburbs around a large city. Other Americans live in rural or country regions. People who live in rural regions are alike in some ways too. Most homes in rural regions are built far apart. People in rural regions sometimes have to drive a long way to go to school, go to the doctor, or go shopping. Review. How are urban and rural regions different? Cultural regions. Still another kind of region is one based on culture. Dividing a place into cultural regions helps show the customs and beliefs of the people who live there. A cultural region may be based on the main ethnic group that lives in a place. It can also be based on the religion that most of the people there follow, on the kinds of foods most of the people eat, or on the language most of the people speak. English is spoken in most places in the United States, but many cities have neighborhoods where other languages are spoken. In San Francisco's Chinatown, the background of most of the people is Chinese. Many people in Chinatown speak Chinese, so signs are often written in Chinese as well as in English. Review. What kinds of things might people in a cultural region have in common? Changing regions. The place where you live can be part of several regions all at the same time. You may live in a plains region along the Atlantic coast. You may live in a suburban region in the Northeast. You may also live in a manufacturing region. Each of those tells something different about the place where you live. Over time, however, a place may change. The features that once made it part of a region may no longer be the same. A city may no longer be part of a manufacturing region if its industry is shut down. If a new resource is found, an area may become part of another kind of region. Americans live in different kinds of regions, yet they share many things. People often shop in the same kinds of stores and eat in the same kinds of restaurants. They often play the same sports, soccer, baseball, football, and basketball, wherever they live. Review. How can a region change over time? Lesson 2. Review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. How are regions based on physical features different from regions set up by law? 2. Recall the main idea. How can regions of the United States be both alike and different? Think critically. 3. Cause and effect. What might cause the boundaries of a wildlife or natural vegetation region to change? Show what you know. Art activity. Think about the kinds of regions that could be created where you live. Choose one of those regions. Then, make a diorama to show that region's main features. Build your diorama in an empty box turned on its side.